This morning I'm going to talk to y'all about doctors. We're under a flu epidemic. Doctors are well needed and well loved nowadays. We have so many kids out at Baldwin. Y'all got a lot of people out of school. Flu, parents calling. My child's got the flu. Everybody's got it seems like. I'm sure that all of you have seen a stethoscope. I don't have one. It's my object, but I don't have one of those laying around. But I'm sure all of you have seen one. Doctors use stethoscopes. And if you've ever been sick, and of course you probably have at some time, you have been to the doctor. And he probably listened to your heart using a stethoscope. You probably went to the doctor's office when you were sick, but I bet you'd be surprised to know, some of you, at one time, doctors might actually, they came to your house. If you were sick, you would call them, and they would come to your house. Have you ever heard of such? If you've watched a Western, then you know that that's what they used to do. They'd say, call the doctor, and the doctor would actually come to their house. And they would carry a little bag filled with medical supplies, and they would go to the homes of the people that were sick, and in that bag was probably a stethoscope. It's a good picture of what Jesus did when he was on earth. He went where the people were, especially people who were hurting or had problems in their life. One such person that Jesus ministered to was a tax collector. Tax collectors were not very well liked in Jesus' day. They're not really well liked in today either, but they were often in that day greedy and dishonest. Jesus changed Matthew's life and he became one of Jesus' disciples. One day, Jesus went to Matthew's home to eat dinner with him. Many of Matthew's old friends came there to listen to Jesus teach. The religious leaders of the day were very displeased that Jesus was even talking to such people, much less eating with them. They asked his disciples, "Why does your master eat with these sinners?" Jesus heard them and answered, "It isn't those that are well that need a doctor. It is those that are sick. I did not come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners to repentance." Just like our doctors once did, Jesus went to the homes of the people who needed him, and he touched them, and he made them whole. Who needs a doctor? The sick people need a doctor. And there is probably nobody in here that's never been sick. So we all need a doctor. Who needs Jesus? Sinners do. Is there anyone in here that's never sinned? Of course not. No way. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means we all need Jesus.
We just pray that you be with each one of them. Watch over them.